was pleased with the point. I didn't think we... I thought we worked very, very hard off the ball. I thought that some of the defending was absolutely first class. But our, you know, our passing, and we've got some good players in the team. And, you know, some of the passing was really poor and we kept giving it to them back. And they're a team that grow in confidence if they've got the ball. And that's what they did. They grew in confidence. I don't think they created a hell of a lot of chances. I don't think Bowes pulled off a save of any note. But, you know, like I say, it's another point for us. They were a top 7-8 team last year and a good side. So, you know, all in all, pleased.
The big talking point of the first half was the penalty, in your view, was it?
No, I think I'll have a chat with Callum. I think Callum loses his legs, or his legs fall from under him, you know, as the lad, you know, dives in. And for the life of me, I don't know why people do it, because he's touched the ball past him. So he stays on his feet, he goes past the player in the box, and we've got Rick and Solomon in there. You can pass it to them. They you know, they tap it in the back of the net. So, you know, I think the referee and the linesman deserve a lot of credit for not giving the penalty.
And Sado's introduction, you must be pleased now that you can get him on the pitch. And
I was pleased with the response from the supporters. You know, really, really pleased. As I've said, I think there's, 25,000 people here today. Every one of those, you know, senior people or elder people, during their life has made mistakes that they'll look back on and cringe and say, "Oh, I shouldn't have done that." And that's, you know, in a few years' time, we hope that Sido will be doing the same. He's been led, easily led, I think, at times by third parties. And that's not just agents, that's third parties who hang around. And hopefully, fingers crossed, he's learned by it and he can move on. And we certainly need to move on. And I was really, really pleased. It, you know, it shows the character of the supporters to be as kind as they were today.
And to get him back, to get the players from international duty back as well, must be a big plus moving forward now.
Well, the window's been a nightmare for this club. There's been, you know, it's too much going on for my liking and behind the scenes. And then for them to be taken away for 2 weeks. And Solomon's travelled, was it 17,000 miles, played two games. You know, it kills people. And you know, you have to deal with it. Southampton have dealt with it and looked a little bit better than us today.